Blog Talk Radio.
Let us, young and old, join together, as did the First Continental Congress, in the first step in humble, heartfelt prayer. Let us do so for the love of God and His great goodness, in search of His guidance and the grace of repentance. Almighty Father, if it is Your holy will that we shall obtain a place and name among the nations of the earth, grant that we may be enabled to show our gratitude for Your goodness by our endeavors to fear and obey You. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil way. Defend our liberties, and fashion into one united people the multitude brought hither out of many kindreds and tongues. Endow with Your spirit of wisdom those whom in Your name we entrust the authority of government, that there may be justice and peace at home, and that through obedience to Your law, we may show forth Your praise among the nations of the earth. In time of prosperity, fill our hearts with thankfulness, and in the day of trouble, suffer not our trust in You to fail. With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as You give us to see the right, let us finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow, and for his orphans. Continue to guide and sustain us in the great unfinished tasks of achieving peace, justice, and understanding among all men and nations, and of ending misery and suffering wherever they exist. For we are given power not to advance our own purposes, nor to make a great show in the world, nor a name. There is but one just use of power, and it is to serve people. Help us to remember it, Lord. God, be with us as You were with our fathers. May You not leave us or forsake us, so that we may incline our hearts to You, to walk in all Your ways, that all peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God. There is no other. Amen.
Daily, we need to find ourselves in His Word and meditate upon it. For the Word of God tells us in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Praise God, there's power in the Word. I love to get into the Word because it gives us hope. It teaches us, it instructs us, it guides us. It is our connection between us and the Father. It testifies to His greatness and the power thereof within Him. It gives us the hope in the Savior that came and died upon the cross on Calvary. For the Word tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He came and was born in a lowly manger. He died, but death could not hold Him. On the third day He arose, and now He sits at His Father's right hand side and intercedes for us. And one day the trump will sound, and Jesus will step out on the cloud, and He will take His children home. My hope is you'll be found ready. Daily, get in His Word and grow. Praise Him, honor Him. God will show up and meet you in ways you never imagined. Just shut yourself in silence and pray. And let us go into some of His words and exalt Him through Scripture. Psalm 100, a song of praise and joy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Let us sing praise to a holy God. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and He is above all the people. Let them praise Thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at His footstool, for He is holy. Moses and Aaron among His priests, and Samuel among them that call upon His name. They called upon the Lord, and He answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept His testimonies and the ordinance that He gave them. Thou answered them, O Lord our God, Thou wast a God that forgiveth them. Thou tookest vengeance on their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at His holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Yes, hallelujah, get into His word. Exalt Him and worship Him. Oh, praise be to God. A call to worship the Lord. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. O worship the Lord in beauty and holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The word also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heathen rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. When they shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Before the Lord, for He cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with His truth. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is He weary. There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with eagle's wings. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. God bless you all. Be encouraged and stay in His word daily, for the word is living water that will spring forth life within you.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a special episode on Reaching Out Radio tonight. I'm one of your hosts, Evangelist Montel Fields, and I'm blessed. It was a short notice, but Lady Carmen Thomas, one of our newest members of Reaching Out Radio family, was gracious to join me tonight. Our regular host for tonight, Evangelist Jerry Blaze, has started a new job, and they called him in tonight, and he's in the probation period right now. So I understood, and God just put it upon my heart that we needed to have a prayer line tonight, open prayer line. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be obedient in that, even if it's just one person that calls in or my dear sister and I praying together on the show for needs that we know. God has a purpose. I believe in being obedient, and I know that there's power in prayer, and I want to share something with you. And I think it touches base on a lot, and it's in regards to fervent prayer by Jonas Clark. There is a time to pray quietly and privately, but there is also a time to pray fervently and corporately. The apostolic equipment dimension will release a spirit of prayer into your life. You can expect upon entering the apostolic ecliptic dimension that your prayer life will be strongly affected. Prayer is the breeding ground for apostolic assignments. It is the realm of intimate communication and fellowship towards our Lord. Prayer is talking to God and Him talking to you. In the apostolic dimension, you will quickly learn that prayer is not something that you do, but rather is a lifestyle of the righteous. A prayer is a lifestyle. A prayer lifestyle is a consistent, integrated way of living. The apostolic dimension will lead you into a realm of effective, fervent, targeted prayers that are guided by the Holy Spirit. The Word teaches us that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's in the book of James 5:16. From this scripture, we learn that there is a way that the righteous should pray in order to avail. To avail in prayer means to have great success. The Amplified Bible teaches us through that same scripture that there is a tremendous power available for the righteous who pray fervently. Let's take a look. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. And that was the Amplified version, as we were just sharing in the book of James 5:16. Are you ready for a tremendous prayer life? So what is fervent prayer? This scripture gives us a mighty key that unlocks a realm that few enter. It teaches us how to pray, get answers, and release tremendous power into our lives. Even Jesus' apostles did not know how to pray. They even asked the Lord to teach them how. We too must learn how to become effective in our prayer lives. To pray with a fervency means to pray with an emotional intensity. A fervent prayer is hot, burning, glowing, aggressive, strong, forceful, targeted. If you could pray the way Jesus did, would you? Jesus himself prayed fervently. The Word teaches us, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, Hebrews 5:7. Notice that Jesus prayed while on the earth with strong crying mixed with tears. The word strong is the Greek word, Iskurios, meaning to be, loud, powerful, violent, militant, forcible, strong. A heartfelt prayer. This is a picture of Jesus' personal prayer life that seldom is taught. Many people pray religiously. They go through a routine that is boring, lifeless, and ineffective. Jesus teaches us how he broke through in prayer. Let us take and learn from him. There is a time to pray quietly and privately, but there is also a time to pray fervently and corporately, as we shared early. The apostolic equipping dimension will release a spirit of prayer into your life, teaching out of her wonderful book, Effective Fervent Prayer. See, people, Jesus is coming again soon. If we don't pray, who will? There is still much work to do, more ground to break and prepare, more enemies to defeat, battles to win, strongholds to pull down, and more the plan of God to be birthed in the earth. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are living in a time that is special. It is also a time where the church will be required to pray as never before. When you understand what prayer is and how it works, you can see great changes in your life and in your city and in your nation. Hallelujah. You can pray. Jesus in you is a great prayer warrior. He knows how and what to pray to bring results. He has given you his word and his spirit. You are mighty in him. The church holds the key to God's plan in the earth. Prayer unlocks the door to God's power in your personal life and to deliverance for the nations. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
David Yonggi, co-pastor of the largest church in the world, the Yodai Full Gospel Church in Seoul, Korea, which has over 1 million members, tells us how important prayer is. You could remove the powerful preaching from our church, and it would still continue. You could remove the ministration of pastoral care through the cell group system, and the church would still continue. But if you remove the prayer life of our church, it would collapse. The apostolic dimension will release you into times of loud, strong, fervent, target effective prayer. Remember, fervent, heartfelt prayer is the key to an effective prayer life and makes much of God's tremendous power. And tonight, that's what I felt led in. And I ask my beautiful sister in Christ to join me because she has the same kind of heart I do. We both know that there is power in prayer. We are both Holy Ghost-filled women. We're full of the fire. We're full of the desire. And we know that all things are possible with God and that there is power in prayer. So many people box him in. They want to say God can't do things, that things are hopeless, it's never going to change. Speak life over your life. I want to encourage you that don't box God in. Don't say he can't do things. The Word of God teaches us that all things are possible. And even in, when God has led my husband and I in healing services through Skype to the churches in Pakistan, he told us to gather the elders together and to anoint the heads with oil. And that we, when we prayed the fervent prayer, that our prayers would be answered. People, we seen in faith that day when they did that, and people come forth. There were so many that we actually became tired, and the leaders of the church became tired because the Holy Spirit led that service. Even though we was through Skype, we were stretching our hands out, and the Spirit of God fell. You could see the glory over that congregation. You could see the hunger and God ministering, and as God led me to preach that day, they got the oil. We blessed the oil. They were anointing the head. Sister, there were so many people coming forth that had needs. There was one young, I'll never forget, and it is such a blessing to see how the power of prayer works in a life. And when someone comes up in faith, expecting something, knowing that God is able, God does miracles. God is still the great physician. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. He's everything we need. He is our source and our power in all things. And so many limit him. They box him in. And people don't understand. When you come before God and you do shut yourself in fervent prayer, God moves. That day in Pakistan, when my husband and I prayed in our brother's church and we had that healing service, there was a young man from youth that was mute, that could never speak. From his birth, from his youth, all the way through his life, he could not speak. His mother brought him up, and we spoke against that spirit in his life. And the very next day, glory to God, that young man spoke. Very next day, that young man spoke. There was a gentleman that came in that could not stand, and his legs were weak. He could not walk. He was brought into the service with assistance. That night, that man stepped up, and he had help because he was in. He stood in the back, in the very back of the church, and he started praying, and they anointed his head. And my sister in Christ is the pastor in the church in Pakistan, anointed his head. That man stood, and he worshipped God. There was were healings. There were people that prayed in the fervent prayers for jobs. There were so many prayers. I seen God do miracles. I know there is nothing impossible with the God I serve. And that's why I have such a hunger and a desire to be a voice. And that's why I'm so thankful that God put people in my life, like my dear sister, Lady Carmen Thomas, that is here with me, that has that desire, that she's a laborer. She's willing to work. She doesn't put a limit on the leading of the Spirit. When God calls her out, praise God, she's just like me. We know to step out in obedience. Because I always think of this way. If God calls you to something, especially if you're going to be ministering or to a healing service, those lives that he's preparing you to go forth and to work in their lives, to pray for them, to preach, whatever it may be, if you don't, you're going to be keeping those people from something, and those lives are going to be on your hands. And I think about that a lot, and God's put that in my heart a lot. When God calls you to something, he knows that you're ready. He will equip you with all your needs. Go into the quiet place and pray. There really is power in prayer. I'm so full of joy, and I just am so thankful to God. Last night on the show, we prayed. My mom called in, and the tears I cry are tears of joy. I got to spend the whole afternoon today with my mom. We got to go shopping. I got to see my mom eat today like she's never eaten before. And I'm going to tell you something. It's only through the power and a prayer and her faith and of people that are prayer warriors like you, my dear sister. My mom was dancing today. She was out buying, they're getting stuff out for Christmas. We was in a resale shop. She's planning ahead. My mom's not sitting back, boo-hooing, letting the devil oppress and depress her. She has chosen to stand up, to be a warrior, to trust God and thank Him for every day that she has and live it to the fullest, glorifying Him daily, praying and looking up to Him, saying, God, me and you got this. What a blessing today to know that my mom was just in a hospital. Her body was very weak, full of infection, and many of you know that she's been battling cancer. We spent the whole afternoon together. And I encourage people on something else. Slow down in life. Take time to enjoy some of the greatest blessings in life. That is your family. Take time to be able to sit on the swing like I did today with my mom and enjoy the sunshine on her face. Or if you have children, find time for them. I know many of us have to work and life can get busy, but what I encourage you in is take time to enjoy God's beautiful creation. Take time daily to pray and to worship God and watch Him move in your life. Life is a precious gift and it goes by so fast. We're not promised tomorrow, and that's why I always encourage people in the moments that you have, first and foremost, glorify God in that, because each day we get is a gift from Him. He has put on my heart how precious life is. I thank God every day that I get with my son, my daughter, my husband, my mom, my dad, my sisters. I really enjoy life. I love to sit and look at a sunset. You know, there's many people that have been blind since birth that's never got to see the sunset. There's many people that can't look up at the night sky and see the stars because they have been blind since birth. Count your blessings and thank God for what you have. If people spent less time complaining and would start praising God and acknowledging the blessings in their life, really see how blessed they are and how good God is to us. My mom would just be happy to be able to sit down and take a bite out of a hamburger or some kind of meat. But you know what? She's accepted what's going on in her life right now. And today when she got to eat the pureed bowl of soup, and she ate some crackers today, something she hasn't been able to eat in a long time, she glorified God in that. And she sat there and thanked Him. And she had joy in her heart. See, my mom knows where the power is. My mom knows how to reach in and to pray. She has completely surrendered everything that she has going on in her life to God. He is our source. He is our power. He teaches us in His word that in our weakness, His strength is made perfect. And when we get to the point where we can't go on anymore, He's going to be right there to carry us. Shut yourself in and pray. And to block your ears from the lies of the enemy. He loves to kick you when you're down. But I just felt led tonight. There's been a lot of teen suicides in our area. There's been some gun violence going on. So many people were bound in fear. But I just felt led tonight for my sister and I just to come on. In a little bit, we'll have some beautiful worship songs. But I want her to share from her heart. And we're going to get together and we're going to pray later for whatever God leads in. This is God's time. This was done in obedience. And I'm just asking that the Holy Spirit lead tonight, that God have His perfect will and way in this. And if you are out there listening and you have a prayer request, please don't hesitate. My sister and I are prayer warriors. Call in to 347-308-8837 and please press 1. That will let us know that you have a prayer request and we will get you in. And we're here to pray with you. We're not here to condemn you. We're not here to judge you. Whatever it may be that you're going through, we just want to see you set free and delivered because we love you. But more so, your Father in heaven loves you. I have a burden for the lost. I see so many lost. Many times when I'm even passing people by in a car, I pray for those individuals because God's given me discerning of the spirits. And God will let you know what's going on in those gifts. And many times as I pass people by on this, see how they're bound, how they're addicted. And at that moment, I might not be able to stop, but God knows who they are, and I pray. Many times when an ambulance passes me by, I don't know where they're going or who they're getting, but I pray because you know what? God knows all things. God sees all things. He knows the needs of those people. Prayer is a powerful tool, and I just encourage you, go before God in prayer, knowing that He is able. And maybe you say, well, I'm not a strong prayer person. What do I do? Talk to God from your heart. You know, my sister and I have been serving God, and God is using us. He anoints us. He grows our levels because of time put in. But that doesn't make us any better or any special than you. No, our walk's just in a different place than yours, and God uses us in a different way. But you too can speak to God. Just speak from your heart. Just call out to Jesus, and he will meet you there. Just let it be like you're talking to your best friend, because that's who God is. And I just encourage people tonight, and I want to ask my dear sister to share anything on her heart. And if you want, I would love for you to lead in a prayer for God's blessing over this. And I'm just trusting God. As I said, this wasn't planned. I put it together a little bit earlier today because the regular show got canceled. But I always like the word of God going forth. But God told me to have a prayer line tonight. So it may be a prayer that he leads us in that's going to be on demand. There may be one individual. That one individual matters to God. Whatever it is, I know God's will be done. But I want my beautiful anointed sister to just pray over this, and I want her to share from her heart, and we will the lines are open for calls. We want to pray for you. We love you. We care about you, and I'm trusting God to bring in those people we need to pray for. And my beautiful sister, Lady Carmen Thomas, anything that's on your heart, I want you to share as well, but I would love you just to bless the broadcast as it goes forth.
Well, praise God. Lord God, we just humble ourselves before you right now. We just exalt you. We bless you, Father God, and we just want to say we just thank you. We thank you for this day, God. We thank you for all that you have done for us, God. We thank you for covering us and keeping us, Lord. We want you, Father God, to have your way on this Reaching Out Radio broadcast today, this prayer line that you have summoned for your own purpose. You have willed for this to take place on tonight. And so we know that your hand is already on it and your favor is resting on it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for each and every listener, for those who are listening live, and even for those who listen later on demand. Father, we just thank you for your peace. Let your peace rest, rule, and abide. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And I feel such a strong anointing tonight. I know God's doing things. I'm rejoicing. I've been in worship and thanking God today to see my mom so full of life today, to see her so happy dancing and being able to go out. We went to 3 different resale shops in our town. We love to do stuff like that together. And to see her looking to the future, not dwelling. She said yesterday the enemy was trying to talk to her and tell her, you're not going to live. You might as well forget it. You can't do this and that. And she said she started rebuking him because, see, people, we have that power. And when he comes at us, we need to learn. So many people say, well, the devil made me do it. No. He will tempt you in things, but it comes down to your own personal choice. God gives you free will, and he gives us the power. He teaches us how to armor ourselves in our spiritual armor to fight the wiles of the enemy. But you just got to be willing to tap in. You got to learn self-control and pray. Pray without ceasing. If there's something you're trying to get breakthrough in, keep praying and trusting God, because he will bring that breakthrough, and his timing is perfect, but just hold on and keep praying. And I feel such a sweet spirit. I feel a powerful anointing tonight. And I truly believe God has a purpose in this. I'm excited. I want you to pray for me tonight, dear sister. My month in December is busy, but I praise God for open doors this weekend. I'll be going to Mississippi to minister, and God has put a word on my heart. Let your past define your future. And that's what I'm going to be teaching about this weekend. And then next weekend, the whole entire weekend, we're going to Kansas City, Missouri. We're going to be stage chaplains. We're going to be praying with people, with the band. God is doing amazing things. I'm overwhelmed with gratitude. And I thank God. It didn't happen overnight. I have put years, and that there's no exaggeration to that. I've been a faithful servant for years, and God knew my heart, and he's been growing me. And I know I'm ready to go forth in what he's called me in. And I'm just so, so grateful to him that I'm getting to go do where my heart is, to be a servant, to get to pray with people, to share the love of God I have in my life and let people see his goodness. And then the following weekend, I'm going to be over in Decatur, Illinois. They're going to have two TV stations there. I'm going to be singing and ministering through song at the grand opening of a brand new Christian radio station in our area. And then looking forward to December, my dear sister, to go be with you in Texas. And I truly believe in between those moments, God's going to have us do something else one day, and that God's going to call me to other things. But it's only been through staying steadfast, praying, and being obedient. Obedience
yes.
is so important in your walk with Christ. And if people hear me weeping, it's not because I'm sad.
My God.
It's because
my God.
God is unveiling in front of me my heart's desires.
Thank
He's
Jesus.
Being a father to me because God knows. I don't have to put everything out there, but God knows everything I've done to get to this point. God knows everything that He's helped me to overcome to get to this point. God, I've been through the fires. I've been through
yes.
some fires. God molded me. And
oh
in those
God.
Moments, I knew to pray. I had a choice in things I've been through. God knows it all. And when He has me share my testimonies, I do. Just like with my mom right now. But God
yes.
has kept me. God has molded me. And I'm ready to go forth. God has got me to new levels. And you last night confirmed some things in my spirit about a prophetic
Jesus.
Ministry. That's something God has been working in my life,
yes.
and that's something has been growing
God
in my life. Just that starting it's been a few years ago. God would bring
mm-hmm.
things forth. God would show me things. God would speak things into people's life. But for a long time
yes.
before I got to the place I am in my faith and my anointing, I would be
yes.
scared. I would clam up. But God
mm-hmm.
has showed me the realness in that gift, and you confirm what I've been feeling in my
Thank
spirit
you.
And in my life, and that was so powerful to me last night.
Thank
and
you.
I was thanking God for that. And that the person that you are and how God uses you, it is because of your faith. I was so blessed in hearing about your fasting and even
mm-hmm.
in your testimony how you have stayed single. God has been the love of your life. And to me, that is just
yes.
such a beautiful,
mm-hmm.
beautiful thing. And I know that shutting yourself in, and because when we do fast, what do we
mm-hmm.
do? We pray and we fast.
Mm-hmm.
And you are just so anointed, sister, and you too have such a big heart full of love. I can hear the compassion. I know God connected us for a reason because we are kindred
yes,
spirits.
Do.
We
mm-hmm.
we have the same heart's desires. I have myself,
mm-hmm.
God has led me in events, and I've put huge events together. And it's such a blessing to see it all unfold. It's hard work. I know firsthand,
mm-hmm.
but oh, wow,
mm-hmm.
the outcomes are so amazing. To see the blessing
mm-hmm.
of all the hard work you put in just come together and to see people praying and people be saved and people be delivered, that's a powerful
yes.
and beautiful, or if it's outreach ministry and to see a smile. I love going into nursing
mm-hmm.
homes and doing outreach ministry in the nursing homes, too. It's blessed my life. But
mm-hmm.
I just really, really do have a heart full of gratitude for my Father tonight. And I just want to lift up my exaltations to Him. And Father, I just pray. God. Father God, that you used me in your perfect will, Lord. Father, I believe you've already opened the doors that you want me to go forth in, dear God. And Father, through faith and the leading of the Spirit, Father God, I'm going to go through those doors, dear God. Father, I have faith in you, Lord. I know there's nothing impossible. Just like in my mom's situation, dear God, I already see you healing her, dear God. I speak out that it is done, Father, that this thing is gone. You have made it a new wine, and the doctors are going to go and they're going to do tests and say, what cancer? Because that's the kind of God I serve, powerful God that I serve. Father, you are so amazing. Worthy of praise, Father God. Father, the things that you've brought me through, the things that you've kept me in, and the way that you love me and that you encourage me, Lord. Father, I stepped out and look how you bless this radio program, Father. Today, Father God, you brought another minister in from Nepal, India, dear God, that's going to be preaching on Reaching Out Radio, God. He found me, and it was by no accident, dear God, and he said, I've been wanting to work with someone like you, sister. Father God, now we got a pastor coming in from India, Father. How great and wonderful and glorious are you, Father. Father, thank you for this platform, for all these anointed ministers, dear God. We want to reach people, Lord. Dear God, we want to be a voice. We want them to know truth, Father, that there is a way out. but they don't have to be bound, Father God. They don't have to be broken. Oh, so many times the enemy lies to them and tells them they're of no worth, Father. But, Father God, we know that's a lie, and we rebuke that, Father God, and we shake those things down, and we break that off of minds that are listening tonight, dear God. Father, let them know that they are worthy, created for a purpose and a plan, God. Father God, unveil those purposes in their life. People that are thinking of taking their life, committing suicide, Father, we speak and come in agreement against those suicidal spirits, Father God. Father, just step in and move, dear God. Let them know their life is... and knew them before, dear God, they was in their mother's womb, dear God. I break and I bind those spirits, Father God. Just break them down and cast them out of this community, dear God. And all around the world, dear God, that's we see people committing suicide, people overdosing. Father, it's because they don't know you. No one has taken the time to share the truth about you. That's our heart's desire, dear God. We want to be the hands and feet, the voice. We want to be the body working in unity, Father God, going forth for your glory. Only through the power, Father God, and the anointing placed in our lives, dear God, that we can be used. It's nothing we do, Father. We just surrender unto you. Lord, I just pray for people that are sick, Father God, that you just touch them in their bodies. I already know, dear God, that you're moving in my mom's body. I know that you're the great physician. You heal cancer. Father God, I know that you can open the eyes of the blind. Father God, I know that you have the power to even raise the dead to life, dear God. Father, I just come before you tonight, and I have such faith in you, Father. And I humble myself before your feet, Father God, and I honor you tonight. I thank you for what you're doing in my life and for what you're doing in my mom's life, God. There is I could speak thousands of words tonight, Father, and it would never be enough. Give you the glory that you're worthy of, Father. I just lift this radio show to you, God. I lift this radio ministry to you, God. Father, I thank you for taking it forth for the new people that you bring in, Father. I just glorify you in all things and all I do, even going before me this weekend, dear God. I believe you're going to lead me. You're going to put me in the right places, dear God. Father, I'm claiming in the mighty name of Jesus this weekend, dear God, when I speak that people, through the power and the leading of the anointing, dear God, in my life, Father, that people are going to be delivered and set free. People are going to be saved, Father God. I'm going to see people that are sick, healed, just like my sister spoke of in her services, dear God. I'm going in faith, believing, dear God, that you've already made the way. Provisions have been met, dear God. Father God, I just want all this to be in your will, dear God, and I give you glory in Jesus' name. And I honor you this day, dear God. Use my life. Use my life that you may be glorified, Father. Father, just take me forth. Guide me, dear God, because you guide the steps of righteous, Father. And I just honor you. I just have a heart full of praise. Heart full of praise tonight, Father.
At your feet, Father God, tonight I just humble myself. Oh, Father, I just want to worship you and honor you tonight. Oh, Father, have your way, Father. Father. Oh, minister through me and my sister, Father God. Oh, Lord, have your way, Father. We just get ourselves out of the way. We invite you in, Father. Just have your will and your way, Father. Whoever that person was that needed to hear this tonight, God, I'm trusting you that that caller will be there, that, Father God, when we can pray for them, Father. I know that there's a purpose, dear God, that you put this on my heart, and I trust you, Father, even if it's just one person, dear God, that we reach tonight, Father, the angels in heaven are going to rejoice, Father. Oh, hallelujah, Father, just have your way. Oh, hallelujah, praise be to you, Father. Oh, praise be to God, and I thank you for your message last night, dear sister, about the rewards of true worship. And I feel him in such a mighty way tonight. And I'm just so humbled before him.
Thank you, Jesus. Say, hey, hey. Shabbat yarabasia.
Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our God, Most High. Our God, Most High, God. You reign. You reign in all the earth, God. You reign. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
Most
Father.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Father God, have your way.
Oh, my God.
The
presence of God is so strong. His presence is so heavy. We thank you for the new level. We thank you for the new level, God. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The issue of blood decided that she was not going to stay where she was. She decided that she was going to move out on faith. She decided that she was just going to go and touch the Lord. She decided that she was going to break the rules. And you know what? On last night, the Spirit of God began to deal with the Canaanite woman. And she went to the Lord with her worship, and even though she was not in covenant, she was not of the house of Israel, because of her worship and her faith, he broke the rules, and he gave her something that she was not even supposed to receive until after Pentecost. He broke the rules and gave her an early release. She received her miracle early. As we've been on this phone, and even now, he's just showing me the woman with the issue of blood. She broke the rules. Sometimes you have to break the rules if you want to receive what God has for you. It was against the law for her to even be out in public in the condition that she was and be around, especially the men of God. But she touched the hem of his garment, because she made the decision that she was not going to stay in the place that she was in. She made a decision that come what may, I am going to receive my miracle. And she touched the hem of his garment, because she had heard that even just by touching his clothes that she could receive her healing. And she broke the rules, and she received not only a healing, but Jesus told her that, because he actually called her daughter, which means that she did have a covenant with God. He said, daughter, thy faith has made you whole. So she didn't just leave healed. She left whole. And tonight there is somebody who is listening. It may be in the morning. It may be at midnight. I don't know what time it's going to be when you listen to this, for those of you who are listening to On Demand. But whatever time it is when you listen, I want you to know one thing, that you can receive whatever you need from God right now. Why do I say right now? Because in his presence there is fullness of joy, and you're in his presence right now. I dare you to just begin to worship him and to begin to just release whatever it is, whatever your issue is, whatever your problem is. The Bible says that her issue was in her body. She had an issue of blood. That was her issue. And she had been dealing with that issue for 12 years. For 12 long years. There are some of us, we go through situations and we act like we can't handle it for 12 minutes, 12 days. She went through this for 12 years. And I believe that's really what pushed her faith to the edge. It pushed her to the edge because when you see the answer to your solution walking by, you'll do whatever it takes to get it. And she was willing to do whatever it took. She stooped down. And you know what? Let me say something. When we come before the Lord, we humble ourselves. And in some cases, some people have not been able to even tell God anything because they're too prideful.
Are you still there, dear sister? Hello? It looks like we've lost connection for a moment. Let me, if I can get her back on here. Praise be to God for the power tonight, and I'm praying that He keeps us connected and we get things up and running. Father God, I just lift this up to You. Clear the airways, Father, and just bless this broadcast tonight, Lord, because I feel such an anointing going forth, dear God. And I just thank You, Father, and I acknowledge You in this, Lord. And I just rebuke the enemy from trying to bring interference on my dear sister speaking. And I just pray, dear God, that You just open up the lines. Father God, just open up the lines and let us be able to hear her on the other end because You're ministering and You're speaking through her, Father. Praise be to God.